Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that the Michigan Lottery contributed little over $1 billion to the state school fund in FY25. That's fiscal year 25, marking the seventh straight year the lottery has provided more than $1 billion for public education. With this year's transfer, total lottery support for Michigan schools has surpassed $30 billion since 1972. Whitmer highlighted the state's broader education investments, including record per-pupil funding, universal free school meals, and expanded literacy support. Acting Lottery Commissioner Joe Froelich noted that the lottery's continued billion-dollar contributions reflect its commitment to public education and its economic impact on local businesses. In FY25, lottery retailers earned more than $330 million in commissions. The sixth consecutive year, commissions exceeded $300 million. Since FY19, retailers' commissions have totaled more than $2.3 billion with lottery products available at over 10,000 locations statewide. More than 700 retailers each sold over $1 million in lottery games during the fiscal year. Players received more than $2.8 billion in prizes in FY25, contributing to a total of over $58 billion in winnings since 1972. For every dollar spent on a lottery ticket in FY25, 63% went to prizes, 25% went to the school aid fund, 9% to retailers and vendor commissions, and 3% to operating costs. All lottery profits are directed to the school aid fund under state law. The FY25 figures are unaudited, with final financial reports expected early next year. The lottery also continues to promote responsible gaming through resources available on its website. And the Bad Axe Police Department responded to a two-vehicle crash at approximately 1:36 p.m. Sunday, January 4th, on North Van Dyke Road. According to police, a 29-year-old Bad Axe woman was traveling southbound when a 70-year-old Elkton woman pulled out from a driveway on the west side of the road to make a left turn and failed to yield, resulting in a collision. Both vehicles sustained damage and airbags deployed in the Elkton woman's vehicle. No injuries were reported. The vehicles were towed by Max Towing to the company's lot. The Bad Axe Fire Department assisted at the scene with traffic control and cleanup. And in our national news, federal court extends stay on Ashoka University professor case. The Supreme Court has extended its stay on the charges against a prominent Ashoka University professor. The legal battle centers on a controversial charge sheet that the professor's defense claims it is an infringement on academic freedom. The stay prevents any immediate legal action while the court reviews the merits of the evidence provided. This case has become a focal point for debates regarding free speech in higher education. In other national news, heavy snow and record cold hit the Pacific Northwest. A powerful winter storm has brought record-breaking low temperatures and heavy snowfall to Washington and Oregon. Several major highways have been closed due to dangerous icing conditions and poor visibility. Utility companies are reporting localized power outages as heavy snow downs trees and power lines. Local governments have opened emergency warming centers for residents without heating. And in international news, Uganda bans live streaming of protests ahead of election. The Ugandan government has implemented a ban on the live broadcasting and streaming of protests and violent incidents. Authorities stated the move is necessary to prevent the spread of inciting content that could lead to public disorder before the general election. Human rights organizations have criticized the ban as a tool for censorship and a violation of press freedom. The government maintains that the restrictions are a matter of national security. In other international news, India and Germany to hold joint kite festival at Zabarat. Ahmadi Ashram. Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz are scheduled to visit the Sabarmati Ashram together to participate in a symbolic kite festival. The visit highlights the strengthening cultural and diplomatic ties between the two nations. The leaders are expected to discuss green energy partnerships and defense cooperation during their meetings. The kite festival serves as a backdrop for soft diplomacy and public engagement. That's been your local, international, and national news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries, weather, and school closings, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.